This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal Nation, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and happy to welcome in everybody as baseball season, even though it's spring training, is off and running. Really enjoyed the weekend being able to watch Cardinal baseball, turn on the TV, and although the weather was much better here than what you would typically see in February, it was nice to see the palm trees and the sunshine and just general baseball being played by our favorite team, the St. Louis Cardinals. I want to remind everybody to make sure they check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. That's where you'll find the podcast. Every time we put out a new episode, that's where we release it through. You can listen to it there. You can listen to back episodes. It's also the easiest way to subscribe to the show. Just simply hit subscribe to the podcast. Twitter is a great thing for us to communicate with our loyal fan base. At Birds on a Bat shows where you'll find us. And, of course, Facebook. Just type in Two Birds on a Bat. You'll find us there. Really appreciate all the affiliations and the people that we've met that have helped the show grow. We just had our biggest week ever as far as downloads. There's no doubt that one of the reasons that we're experiencing this tremendous amount of growth is our new affiliation with my newest friend, Nate McHenry, and the gang over at RallySquirrel.com. Everybody seems to really enjoy the Rally Squirrel Report, so let's bring in Nate. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, Jim. Good to be back, and finally enjoying some Cardinals baseball, so... It was a fun weekend to see some of the bats swinging and see our guys on the field and excited for the year.
Yeah, it was Saturday. It was actually kind of nice here. It wasn't really warm Saturday. It was a little cool, but the sun was out. It looked good outside. I turn on Cardinal baseball. Now, Nate, I'm going to date myself a little bit here. I turn on Cardinal baseball, and what do I see? But I see our newest leadoff hitter take a walk, and then I see him steal second base. And then I see the next guy move him over. And then I see Matt Carpenter bring him home with a line drive out into the outfield. I felt like it was the 80s and I was watching Whitey ball all over again. Now, I know I've dated myself, people, but I love to see baseball executed properly.
Yeah, absolutely. The fundamentals of the game. We talked a little bit about it with some fans on our Facebook page. And, some fans are concerned about Carpenter and not getting an RBI hit, but getting a sac fly and saying we're going to have to get hits and do more than that. But to me, it was fundamental baseball in the first inning, get some runs on the board. It was perfect execution. And I'm like you, Jim. I think if we can do that, if we can start off games in that way and we can move runners over and Dexter can do his thing on the bases and Carpenter can do his thing driving in runs, we're going to have a really successful season. So I thought it was a great start. I love small ball, and I think it's an important part of baseball, and it still works. And as our defense improves this year, I think that that's going to be a strategy that works to our benefit. And I know Matheny's emphasizing, running on the bases and getting some movement going there as well as defense. And so that and the execution that happened, it was a great start, and fun to see Dexter and Martinez or Dexter and Carpenter, rather, hooking up there and doing their thing that I think we're going to see a lot this year.
Well, you mentioned that some people were like, okay, well, we're going to need some hits. So they gave us a little glimpse of that, too, as Dexter go ahead and takes another walk, and Mr. Carpenter says, well, let's just go ahead and both of us take a stroll on home, and does what a number three hitter does and promptly deposits one over the right field fence. I'm really excited about this new-look lineup at the top. I think it only makes sense. It just feels right to probably have Aledmys Diaz batting second. You know, I think after we get past Carpenter's, where everybody naturally is probably wondering where's the consistency going to come from, that's going to be some playing around. You know, Grichik's a fan favorite. People really want to see what happens there. Piscotty was, you know, steady as she goes. He would seem to be that number four hitter. You know, you've got Yachty, who coming off a great season, who really plugs into that role somewhere in that middle of the order, you know, right after maybe you get past four. But the one guy that everybody was really excited about that we got a little bit of odd news about was Colton Wong. I don't know that people saw this coming, but it gets reported that he may or may not be ready. He's been dealing with some shoulder soreness after that little trip he took in the outfield. Could throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in it, but as we saw in the first game, Jed Jerko doesn't seem to have missed a beat.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's one of the things the fans are, I think we're all trying to figure out, you know, as we've seen some of these early injuries, wanting to know, you know, how these injuries are surfacing and when they are. And there's all kinds of speculations that I don't think are true about, you know, Wong wanting to keep his spot on the roster and those kind of things. I mean, these guys are professionals and they handle their job professionally, and the staff, our medical staff on the team is excellent. And so, you know, injuries happen. And as it's happened with Colton, I think we do have a great depth to our team. And so it's exciting to see Jerko and other players step up. And I think we'll be fine. And with that next man up approach that the Cardinals take every year, we see new faces come up and perform well, whether that was last season seeing Moss do his thing, or, you know, some surprise players that were crushing the ball and hitting home runs last season. I think we'll have the same production and the same opportunities this year with some hungry players that are ready to see the field. So it's a good opportunity for our organization early to see who's going to step up and fill in those gaps.
Yeah, it's been great for me so far. I mean, listen, it's spring training. You know, just like I'm not going to try to get too excited about some of the things I've seen, I'm going to ask all the Matheny bashers to lay off him about the lineup already, for Pete's sakes. But you know, it's spring training, but man, I got to tell you, I don't know what it is. I guess it's from the moment they signed him to everything that's gone on. And again, I don't want to hear any more about his political statement that he made. This Dexter Fowler seems to have had a really, really interesting effect on this team. And when I say interesting, I mean great.
Yeah, there's an energy there for sure. We've seen it already. The guys are rallying around it. I think we're excited to have a true leadoff hitter in that position, and somebody that can stretch singles into doubles and do some good things on the bases. Always a threat, not to mention his, you know, incredible defense that he's going to play in center field, anchoring the defense. So great move for us in the off season, and I think something that we can build around for sure.
You know, and again, this is going to sound silly. We're talking about a man's game, but a lot of smiling going on, you know. And again, I know it's early, and I'm sure at some juncture it'll get, you know, monotonous for these guys, but man, a lot of smiling going on, a lot of guys doing this. I made reference to a joke about let's leave the manager alone. It's a spring training lineup. But, you know, I will say this. If people want to complain about the manager, it's their right. I mean, as fans, we say it all the time. You pay your money, you pay your ticket. I, of course, have had my issues with him as a fan. I mean, he does things and I'm like, what are you doing? But I also go on the premise that he's a lot smarter than I. What I am encouraged by is, number one, I think people need to remember this. He is not what I would call a veteran manager. He has started off with a very nice start to his career. He's only going to get better. And by evidence of what we're seeing this spring training, the evolution of a guy fitting into his new career, it seems like Mike Matheny is evolving as well.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think any of us can complain about the job that he's done as a rookie manager and then into the first 5 years here, and 6 years or whatever. And, you know, he's done, I think he's done a phenomenal job, and I think he's going to grow. He's a student of the game. He's well-respected by the players. The players love him. And the other managers around the league have great things to say about him. So I too think we'll see the development this year in him and continuing to understand what that means to lead this team in that way. And I think we're very fortunate to have a man like Mike Matheny, both on and off the field, which I think is almost as important for the role of the manager as it is on the field. Certainly calling the X's and the O's, but, you know, managing relationships with players who have a lot to prove and have a short window to make their career something special. And it takes a relational guy that knows how to do that and has been a part of that game. And I think Mike Matheny is a great fit for our organization, carries the values, the principles, the history that the Cardinals stand for. And so I'm a fan for one. I know I've had plenty of disagreements and conversations on Facebook with fans about that, but I think Matheny is the right man for the job.
Your thoughts? I'm sure this is a little bit of the fallout from the Houston debacle, I'll call it, the hacking, hackgate, whatever you want to call it. The Cardinals sign what appears to be a really nice outfielder in Mr. Garcia. His brother's the third baseman down in Atlanta. But, boy, this guy sure looks put together by all accounts. The people that get paid to do this for a living will tell you that Jose Garcia, as we will affectionately know him now, sure seems to be quite a player with a lot of upside. Your thoughts on the Cardinals really taking this what I will call international market and really turning it up a notch?
Yeah. I mean, time will tell, obviously, and I think it's great that we landed him, and looking forward to seeing if he produces and can become a part of this team in a significant way. But good for the Cardinals for being able to land that. Definitely somebody that a lot of teams were looking at, and so I think Garcia provides a nice opportunity for us. And not only that, I think it also opens the door, as we've already seen, to other international players that want to be given an opportunity to shine in the big leagues here and in the MLB. And it always helps when you have one or two of those guys already on your team to help pull in some other people that might come as well. So, great opportunity for the organization, for the team, and we'll see if it pans out for them.
Do you when you're watching spring training baseball, I got to ask you, what's your favorite part? I mean, do you like watching the young guys, or do you like watching how the older guys kind of go about their business? What's your favorite part of spring training?
Yeah, I think I like watching the young guys, seeing what's going to happen. And, you know, we don't get to see them every day. And so oftentimes there's two or three guys that, you know, as we move towards October and the Cardinals make the push for the run, that those guys are going to step up and be called up. And it's fun to see the ways that some of these guys are going to contribute, whether they get called up for different stints throughout the year. And so, yeah, I think it's fun to evaluate all the talent, something we don't get to do as often as fans, getting to see these guys every day. And so it's fun to see the future, to see the depth of the team, and to see what's coming up in the future.
Yeah, I think without question it allows us as fans to be able to see these guys when they're a little bit younger. And I think we just become a little more attached to them, so that when they come to St. Louis, instead of us wondering about them, we almost feel like we know them. So I think it's a great thing, the way they're showing more games, the way they're broadcasting more games. Some of these guys will become a name, will become a person to us instead of just a name. I think it's a great thing. Last thing before I let you go, any thoughts on any possible trade rumors? This Jose Quintana thing from the Chicago White Sox. He'd be a fine left-hander to add into this rotation. You see anything happening with that, in your opinion?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think Mo's pretty happy with the rotation that we have, and I always think adding a lefty to the pen is something that we need to look at, and I'm sure that Mo and the team are doing due diligence in that. But I don't really see us making any big moves right now. I think, like I said, Mo's pretty happy with what we have, and we'll see how it develops throughout the year. But I certainly think we'll do the due diligence to see if it's something that will add to our team.
And there's that word, due diligence. That's what I was going to say. Is my assumption is that they seem to have wanted a ransom for Jose Quintana, as I do think he's a good left-handed starter that sure looks to be the part, and I think his best days are ahead of him. But, man, that would be outside Mo's characteristic in spring training to give up what they really were asking for him. So I was just curious your thoughts on it, because I'll tell you, if they want to trade him here and don't want to charge us an arm and a leg, I'll take him. But other than that, I'm pretty happy with where we're at now as well. Good stuff as always, my man. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy doing the report each week.
Yeah, man. We've been having a blast with it and been having fun talking with fans and look forward to that increasing. And so thanks for the opportunity to share and to be a part of that. And we look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, we love being a part of RallySquirrel.com. And again, while I got Nate on the line, I want to encourage everybody. It's a great fan page. It's your opportunity as a Cardinal fan to have somewhere to go, get notifications, do whatever you want to do to be able to see what's going on. I love the fact that you share stories all across the board. I mean, the fun stuff that's going on, the serious stuff that's going on, some of the backstories, some of the fan stuff that comes out, maybe as the national media. See, I love what you're doing. I think it's great. If you're a Cardinal fan, and let's face it, you know, as The Rock says, the millions and millions of Cardinal fans that are out there, I suggest you just type it in, RallySquirrel.com, right up there in your little Facebook bar. You'll find it, like the page, be a part of Rally Squirrel Nation. Nate, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you again next week.
That's my friend and yours, Nate McHenry, with RallySquirrel.com and his Rally Squirrel Report. Love talking to him. You know, he's just like the rest of us. He's just a Cardinal fan. You know, got an opinion. Nobody's saying we're right all the time. But if we're going to talk about Cardinal baseball, that's what makes it fun, is that you and I can sit here and kind of talk about it. And maybe what you see isn't what I see, and maybe what he sees isn't what you see. So it's the greatest thing in the world just to talk about a sport that you love, talk about a team that you love. And let's face it, as my man Fish says when he's here, everybody right now is tied for first. Let me tell you who else is tied for first. A good friend of mine who I enjoy talking sports with. I happen to do some blues commentary with him. He's a great guy, all-around sports nut, just like the rest of us, loves his Cardinals. Also just happens to be the McKendree Bearcats Division II ice hockey head coach, Gary Henson, but he also happens to be one of my best friends. What's going on, bud?
How you doing, Jerome?
Jim. Yeah, there are people like, yeah, this guy's his friend. I don't know his name. No, seriously. I was excited about you coming on today to talk a little Cardinals baseball because, you know, when you have to switch seasons like this and you get into that sort of thing, it's like, well, you know, when you do something for a living like you do, coach a certain sport, you're kind of so engulfed in it. Now your attention, you know, you'll be doing a lot of recruiting and things like that, off-season stuff, but you're a Cardinal fan like everybody else. You're also a coach, and you deal with personalities. Dexter Fowler, in my opinion, has came in and changed the culture a little bit in a very short amount of time. I feel like this is something that was really lacking on last year's teams. I think it's been lacking on other teams over the years, and then I think in years where it wasn't lacking, they did very well. I'm encouraged by this. Your thoughts on Dexter Fowler?
I like him. I follow him on Twitter. I read the Twitter stuff, but you know what he gives the Cardinals, which I honestly believe they haven't had in a long time, is some personality. I mean, sure. These guys are like watching wallpaper. You know, I mean, they're just bad. You know, like.
Well, and listen, you know where I think that comes from. And I don't mean this in a bad way at all, because I had the opportunity to meet him, actually got to know his family better than him through a different show that I did. But I think a lot of that came from Matt Holliday. He wasn't a boisterous guy. He wasn't a jump out in the media, a rah-rah guy. And he was their kind of de facto guy, right, here the last few years. And I think you take on the tone of your leader. I think he quietly had a lot of fun, but just not outwardly in the press.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, I don't know how well that goes over in St. Louis. I mean, I'm not saying anything about, you know, their caliber of play, obviously. I'm just talking about personality-wise. When you're in what's arguably the best baseball city in the country, you might want to have some personality and some smile once in a while. Now, granted, Matt Holliday did a ton of stuff.
For sure.
Off that a lot of people, including me, don't even know about.
Right.
But, you know.
Wait a minute. That's not what I meant. Listen, let me tell you something. There wasn't a more giving person of their time, especially to children, than Matt Holliday in this town.
Right, but it'd be nice to have somebody just be, you know, happy, kind of.
Well, sure, I understand.
You know, like,
well,
exuberant.
Well, here, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a great example. And I know, I've talked to so many people about this. Jim Edmonds, one of my favorite Cardinals. You know, he's just an unbelievable player, right? I just, you know, flashy, dramatic, you know, and let's face it, game six, game seven, you know, just a great player, right? Well, St. Louis has gotten to know him personally more since he's retired, right? He's been involved in some some Cardinal shows. He's become friends with the Inside STL guy. You know, he's good friends with McKernan. He's involved in all that. He's out there a little bit more, right? I think a lot of people are like, where was this guy when he was playing? We like him. He's funny. You know, he's this. So I think to your point, I think Cardinal fans do want that. But then, and I'm just being honest, Cardinal fans, the minute a guy breaks rank and gives you a real emotional feeling of something he's going through, we want to bash him. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Dexter Fowler wasn't trying to tell you how to think. He wasn't telling you what to do. This is a situation that personally affected him. Number one, I don't care if it personally affected him or not. He is entitled to his opinion. And if you don't want to hear it, you just take the little knob and you turn it off. Or you just scroll on by if it's a tweet or a Facebook page, okay? You don't have to agree with it. You don't even have to like it. But you ripping on a guy for having an opinion makes zero sense. You are ripping on him for you're doing the same thing you're ripping on him for.
Right.
I completely don't understand this.
No.
And the last time I checked, but my grandfather included, a lot of guys stormed a beach in Normandy so that you guys can have your freedom. Let this guy have his as well. He's not hurt. Listen, you can do whatever you want until you start affecting other people and what they're doing, okay? You can protest. Protest all you want. You can't block traffic, okay?
Well, you can.
Well, you can, or you can also get hit by a car. My point is, I'm not anti-protest. I'm not anti-make a statement. I'm not believe as one. But we got to get off of this, man. Every time something doesn't go the way we think it is, they're a criminal or they're anti-USA or they're come on, people.
Well, I mean, come on. The political climate in right now is pretty heated. So
volatile would be the term I would use.
Okay, well, it's heated. So anytime there's something put out by, you know, someone in the with notoriety or celebrity, it's going to get a response. Whether that response is right or not.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. It isn't, you know, but I think we need to focus on what Dexter Fowler and how he handled it.
I think he handled it unbelievably great.
Which was great. Like, how he handled it is how the people who maybe oppose his views should handle it. I don't know. But either way, I think he's got a ton of personality, and I like
it. He is great. Number one, I thought he handled it well. He said, listen, this is my family. What do you want me to do? Right. Number two, unlike a lot of the stupid articles that were written, I think Dexter Fowler is the one that said, hey, look, man, I know there's a million great Cardinal fans, and there's a few of them that are going to act it. That's everywhere. Of course, there'll be a bunch of articles that came out that'll have you believe that St. Louis is a racist town and don't come here if you're not white and all this kind of stuff. Whatever. I don't even want to get into all that. It's so frustrating that we even have to talk about it. But at the end of the day, it's a volatile political climate, which, guess what, America, one way or another, we're going to get through it, okay? We'll get through it together if we work on it together. That's my political message for the day.
Wow.
You know,
that's the most politics I've ever heard you talk.
I know. I am so anti-talking politics, but you couldn't do it really without talking about what Dexter, what had happened.
But, like, let's get back to his personality real quick. It's great. I think they've been a little stagnant, to say the least. They haven't had that guy who's like got that bubbly personality, you know, kind of like run around, horse around on the field. And, you know, they haven't even really had a guy like Chris Carpenter either, who's like fiery. You know, remember Chris Carpenter? Remember he used to yell at the hitter.
Oh, I'll never forget the time he poked down in the dugout at Dusty Baker. That was my favorite of all time on a foul ball over there. You know, you're right. You need those guys.
I like that.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
So Dexter Fowler's a breath of fresh air.
Hey, listen. All I wanted was one time for – I just wanted J.D. Drew to throw his helmet and yell, one time with the F word, just one time when he grounded out the second base in a big situation. I wanted him to throw his helmet and yell, you know, just once. But he
Chromes, God had a plan for J.D. Drew.
I know he didn't. It didn't involve getting an
RBI in that situation.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this.
I wrote
if you
a
have
letter.
Not, hang on,
go ahead.
Real quick. If you have not heard the episode that we did when we first started the show last year, we used to do a This Week in Cardinal History segment, which I'd like to bring that back. And we just so happened, Steve-O is best friends with Mark Little, who, you know, I don't expect everybody to know that name. He's from where we're, from Edwardsville. He played baseball with Steve. He winds up going to Memphis. He gets called up by the Cardinals, his hometown team. He gets called up the day Mark McGwire hits a 60-second home run. So if you go to a trivia in Edwardsville, here's what happens. You get its trivia question. The day Mark McGwire hit his 60-second home run, two players were called up and made their major league debut on the roster, one of them being J.D. Drew. Who was the other? Mark Little. Obviously, he's from Edwardsville, so it's kind of a funny thing. The story about that that he tells on our show is hysterical.
Really?
He got called up very simply because J.D. Drew needed a place to stay. He was getting called up anyway.
I think I know this.
Okay, though. He was getting called up anyway, but he had a hamstring injury. Okay? Can't take him off of there until he's healed, right?
Right.
They go to Mark Little and say, J.D. Drew's... Basically, he says he needed a ride, so I gave it to him, okay, to St. Louis. The Mark McGwire thing's going on. They're going to call J.D. Drew up, okay? Somebody got hurt or something. They're going to call J.D. Drew up. They can't find him a place to stay within, like, 100 miles of St. Louis because all the hotel rooms are taken. That's right.
Yeah.
So they call in him and say, isn't your family from Edwardsville? He goes, well, I'm from Edwardsville, but I don't have... Well, what about, my wife, can you stay there? So you want me to take J.D. Drew to Edwardsville and have him stay at my in-laws? Yep.
That's
so he
awesome.
Stayed at his, and he tells a story about everybody that ever slept in his, he slept in his sister-in-law's bed, not his wife, and he hurt his back, and he says everybody that ever slept in her bed hurt her back, and it was like, ba-dum-bum. So anyway, it was a great story. And then he tells an unbelievable story about how much he and Tony La Russa did not see eye to eye. You guys got to go back and hear this thing. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you. It's must-listen, Ray. Must-listen podcast.
Who didn't see eye to eye? J.D. Drew and Little?
No. Mark Little and Tony La Russa had a falling out because Mark Little didn't know. God, I can't think of the name. He didn't know who it was. This guy was all excited for him. God, I can't remember who it was. He kept telling him, you're going to get your first hit in the big leagues, man. Are you excited or what? And he kept going, I really am. I'm really excited. And he's like, have you had your first hit in the big leagues? And this guy's like, what? You don't know who I am? I mean, this guy had like a bunch of pinch hits in the big league. And then Tony La Russa got upset with him. I mean, it was an unbelievable thing. I mean, just.
Well, wasn't there a riff with JD too?
It was a really, really, really uncomfortable situation for Mark. And then the next year, Mark tells a story. He goes to Colorado. And he gets a game-winning hit in Busch Stadium against the Cardinals. Yeah. And he says when he was running around first base, he wanted to turn around and flip Tony Russo off, but he didn't do it.
That'd
so anyway, it's a great story. You guys should go back and listen to it. You can't beat it. It is really good. Now, I am ready for baseball. I want to watch as much spring training baseball as I can just to get it. But can we stop? Can we stop getting on the manager about the spring training lineups?
Yeah, that's... that's ridiculous.
Can we stop?
Who cares who's playing?
Here we go. Matheny's already starting it with a lineup. Yeah. I heard of that yesterday.
Who cares who's playing? If you're watching spring training baseball, just watch it for the love of the baseball. I mean, who cares who's playing?
So when you watch spring training baseball, what do you – I was when talking to I Nate watch, McHenry. What I mean, do you like watching the young guys, the veterans work? Do you just like the fact that typically when we watch – in St. Louis, when we watch spring training baseball, typically it's like 25 degrees outside and maybe either snowing or sleeting.
Right. I watch spring training baseball for that reason, and I don't care who's playing.
It's almost like watching golf in Hawaii
right.
in January.
It's just because there's somebody outside playing. Because I've been in an ice rink for like 6 months, so.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because we get so, like, there's this amp up, right? And I'm guilty as charged. I'm ready. Pitchers and catchers are reporting, and then the team reporting, and I'm ready, and I'm watching, and then it's like,
no.
And now, winning, you know.
Come
I'm
you
like,
always got to go back to the Field of Dreams speech.
I know that, but guess what we're going to start getting in the next – it's already starting.
The
guess
one
what we're gonna
constant
get?
Is baseball.
Baseball, I understand
Golly.
That. But guess what we're going to get here?
What?
It's coming.
What?
We got two or three guys looking really good.
Well, for goodness.
Couple guys. This is opening eyes in camp. He's this guy. It happens
Come
every
on.
Year.
Just watch the game. Just watch it and enjoy it.
No, I do. I love it. I love spring training baseball. I could watch it, you know. And, hey, let me tell you something, too. Very proud of our guy. Benji Molina couldn't do the show. You guys probably noticed on Thursday all you got was a big dose of Jimmy. Okay, you didn't get Benji. Benji was with MLB Network. And he had an opportunity with Harold Reynolds and all the gang there to go do the, you know, they do the 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
He got to go do the Giants. You know, he's tied with Bochy. You know, he won the, you know, he won Gold Glove there, went to the World Series. I tell you what, man, they love him there. This guy is a Daniel. You know, obviously we think of him, and I say all the time, he's the biggest Cardinal fan that lives in Arizona. But the truth of the matter is, he loves his brother. He loves the Cardinals. He coached here the 1 year and feels like part of the community. But the truth of the matter is he loves his Giants, and he did a great job. I was really happy for him because he's really enjoying doing the show. And I know the fans are really enjoying interacting with him and following him on Twitter. He's a real inspirational guy on Twitter. He likes to do that. But he also likes to have fun. And to your point, we need more fun in baseball.
Yeah, because if not, it's boring.
Well, I got to ask you this question.
Come on.
So I'm asking you a question here. Okay. You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. I saw somebody post this, and I've disagreed with a lot of posts in my day, and I found the one that I agree with the most.
Oh, come on.
Somebody posted this, and I think it's great. This person said this. It was an article they wrote. It was a blog or whatever, and they said, "Who are these people that like these changes? Where are they?" I agree. I okay. have yet, and I've talked to a lot of people because I'm on a mountaintop going, stop changing our game, okay? I want to know who, raise your hand, who wants them to get rid of the intentional walk? Who wants to raise the strike zone above the knees? Who wants a pitch clock? Who wants to put a runner on second base? Who? And I sound like an owl now.
Okay. I want to do all of those except the runner on second base.
Why do you
want to
do
I want
that?
The pitcher to throw the ball. I want the hitter to get in a box. I don't. If you're intentionally walking, fine. Just put him on. I don't need to.
What is wrong with
because
you?
Because the game takes too long.
Why do you want it to be shorter?
Because I got stuff to do.
Oh,
I don't
on.
Want to sit there forever. You know, this is, think about it this way. Last call is the seventh inning.
Okay, guess
you
what
gotta
now?
You got to still sit through another hour sometimes while these guys are checking their batting gloves and everything while you're sitting there bone dry and got no more beer.
Listen, I go to a baseball game to watch a baseball game. I don't go. So let me ask baseball
you're
this.
You're crazy let me ask if you tell me this. You go the only reason to watch baseball. You go there to socialize.
Well, I do all
you
that.
Go there to have okay. some beers and okay. all that kind of stuff. Don't tell me you
all right,
just
I agree. Okay. So my question to you then is this. Why do I want to, for me, I'm guessing give or take 40-minute drive to the park. Why in the world do I want to drive 40 minutes to the park and 40 minutes home all to get there and spend 2 hours? I go there knowing it's 3 hours.
Jimmy, it is ridiculous the amount of time these guys take.
And here's another thing.
Just get in the batter's box.
Okay, so here's another thing. So I like to have, okay, you let the cat out of the bag. I like to have a few cocktails at the baseball game. How many cocktails am I going to have now in an hour?
You're going to get the same. Like, it's just, listen, the game will move faster.
I don't want it to move faster.
Why? Because why do you want to sit there
I don't
and
want to
watch
rush.
Them step out every pitch?
Because
and
I want
watch
to.
It. Oh, my
God. I don't want to rush. I don't want to rush through a baseball game. I
just
am
want
there.
Them to play the game. Play it.
They are playing it.
Play the game.
They are playing it.
Oh, come on. They're not playing it when
hey,
they're just
in your world.
Gloves.
In your world, and Babe Ruth would have never got to step out and give it to
all,
the Chicago dugout and then point at the pole in center field. That would have never happened
well,
in your world.
Well, you're going to have to show me he stepped out because I read it. He was in the batter's box and pointed.
What
well,
he
so
did, but he
go.
Stepped out and was waving
it's
and doing this to
him. It's getting too long. It's getting too long. Okay, now let's take it from a different standpoint. If you're there, I see your argument. I may not agree with it. I kind of agree with it. Okay? I'm not going to tell you I don't agree with what. But as far as TV goes, it's brutal. It's brutal. You've got to sit through all that, and then you've got to sit through 2 minutes of commercials in between every. It's
well,
just insane.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm sorry to tell you this, folks. The commercials aren't going away. That's how they make money.
I know, but at least
now they're going to find a way to get them commercials.
They got to move the game faster. They got to look at. They have to, otherwise they're going to lose interest.
Let me tell you something.
You're going to listen. We are, and I'm going to say this, and you're going to go, no, I'm not. We are almost 50. We're in our late 40s. So
well, you're older than I am, but
well,
that's fine. Almost a full year, but that's fine.
Whatever.
It's truth.
Same demographic. So anyway, if you want baseball to continue, it's got to continue. And how everything continues is young people. and you got to get more of them involved, and you got to get them to watch the game, you got to get them to come to the game, and everything will tell you that they're losing the young people to that game, and they're losing them because the young people nowadays have a short attention span, and that's so these guys need to get moving to get these young people to the game and get them watching it on TV. That's the reality.
It's going
to
be a big fail. Let me tell you something.
And why do I need to see the guy throw four balls?
I'm going to tell you why. Are you ready?
If you pull a
most significant cinematic moments in history happened as a result of an intentional pass where the ball was thrown too close to the plate. When Kelly Leak reaches out and strokes one into right center.
Kelly Leak, you just brought up a fictional character for
your
argument.
And, mind you, he was safe at home. They ruined it for cinematic purposes. They called him out. Also, little Tanner can tell him to take their trophy and shove it. We'll see you Yankees next year. And so they could start pouring beer on their heads. That's why Kelly Leak was out. I tell you, he was safe. No way does Kelly Leak get out on that play. Plus, why would you send him? You got to – I guess you got to send
just
him there.
Put the guy
got
on
Rudy
base.
Got Rudy Stein on.
Just
so anyway,
put him on base.
So, hey, listen, seriously, I don't know one person.
You asked to raise your hand. I raised my hand.
Well, listen, I know you. You are purely doing this for argument. Believe in one thing.
I believe this. I believe this wholeheartedly. I believe that if it's an intentional walk, put him on. I'm not wild about the second base thing.
If that happens,
I'm not watching. No, you won't. I'm not a fan of that, but I am a fan of pitch count. I am a fan of hitter count. I am a fan of shortening the visits to the mound. I'm in favor of anything that makes that game move faster so that it gets more attractive to more people. There you go.
Whew. Boy, I'd like to shorten that.
Well, whatever.
Whew.
You asked, I answered.
All right, whatever. I don't know. All I know is it's time for some spring training baseball. I'm going to watch a little bit. I'm going to learn a little bit. I'm going to see what happens. We're going to watch these Cardinals. We're going to figure out this roster, and then we're going to go in and see, and we're going to kick some ass, see? And we're going to go around the end, see? And we're going to come around the backside, see?
Easy there.
I'm ready. I am ready. St. Louis is ready. What do you think? Can we catch Cubs?
No.
Why not?
They're good.
Well, they are good, but why not? Why? I want to hear why we can't catch them.
Where's their weak spot? What did they lose? I mean, granted, we got Dexter Fowler, but they – replaced him with
who?
You know, the kid that tore his ACL. He's back for a full season now.
He's not quite the leadoff hitter that Dexter Fowler is.
I don't know if you need a leadoff hitter in that lineup. My goodness.
Well, it's nice to have listen, when you got those horses in the middle and you got OBP guys in front of them, it's a big deal.
I understand that.
We'll see what happens. Listen, I don't think we have to gain all those games. I think we got to gain half of them. I think they'll come back.
You think the Cubs are going to regress?
They are the first
team that's won the World Series since 1908. Their confidence is through
the
roof. Immeasured in sport.
Okay.
There's not anything in sport that is more confident than the Cubs.
I agree.
Okay.
My question to you is this. If you go back and look, it's really, really hard to repeat. There's something about the extra time. These guys have had a quote-unquote, and I hate this term, a whirlwind offseason. I don't know. I'm just telling you. We got John Lester, who can't throw the ball to first base, and yet I'm supposed to believe that now that Grant Paul Rossi's gone and he's got to pitch to somebody else that he's going to be a Cy Young type again. Jake Arrieta might get popped for steroids anytime soon.
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm just joking there, of course. That's irresponsible on my part.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. No, I don't even care. Do what he wants.
I don't care either. I think they should all do stuff.
Hey, line your guys up. We'll line ours up. Let's play. But honestly, I think they, you know, I don't like Hendricks. I think he's a guy I could see coming back to the pack. I think Arrieta showed he was human last year. I'd be curious to see what Lester's going to do. I don't know. We'll see. See what happens.
I don't know. They're pretty deep, man.
Wade Davis, you know, they got rid of Chapman and they got Wade Davis. Now, Wade Davis is really good, but, man, I wouldn't put any money on this guy health-wise this year. I'm sorry. I got a bad feeling for you guys up there in Chicago.
All right. Well, we'll know after June.
Flag Day?
Flag Day.
Who was
June Swoon.
Yeah, June Swoon. Let's see what happens on July 4th. No, I don't know. I loved having you in here. This is fun. I love talking sports with you. It's always good to talk to an average member of this of the fandoms. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, this is what this show's supposed to be, right?
Even Steven.
No, no, yeah, you're even. This is what the show's supposed to be. Just a couple of guys talking baseball. Hey, we encourage you talk to us as well. Don't forget, okay, twobirdsonabat.com is where you can find the website. At Birds on a Bat shows where we're at on Twitter, and of course you can just go to Facebook and find us. Two Birds on a Bat. Guys, we love the interaction on social media. Don't forget us. Can't thank Riley Squirrel enough. RileySquirrel.com, Facebook page. Great stuff as well. My good friend Chris Lawless over at Cardinals Nation. And, of course, Cardinals Freaks, all very supportive of our podcast and sharing it throughout their pages. All the groups that we're a part of, we appreciate you guys supporting the show. Really enjoying doing this. And as the season goes on, I'm really excited about where we're going. I had the opportunity to talk to Benji the other day. He'll be back with us. And, you know, really hoping he's going to be in town a little bit here so we can really do some exciting things. As his schedule becomes a little more clear, I'm getting more and more excited about the upcoming season. Don't forget, Cardinal fans, love your communication with us. Message us through Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to hear what you guys are thinking when it comes to Cardinal baseball. We don't want everybody to agree with us. We want you to tell us when you think we're crazy. Tell us. We're listening. For Jim Cromer, for Benji Molina, Steve-O, Fish, and thanks to my good friend Gary Henson for coming in and helping me out today. And, of course, the Rally Squirrel Report. This is Two Birds on a Bat. We'll see you on the field.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.